This is Five Times Dean and Alec, a supernatural Dark Angel crossover fic, written by Sister Wolf and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Alec McDowell, Dean Winchester, and was written for Alexson, who asked for Five Times Dean and Alec Are on a Job. Mostly Jen, /Clonecest. 1. They almost killed each other before they got everything straightened out, but eventually Alec convinced Dean to at least consider the possibility that Alec was not in fact some kind of shapeshifter. Then the, "Yeah, I'm your clone," explanation almost started Dean up again, but Sam calmed him down enough that what Alec told them about Manticore got through to him. And when Alec explained that the reason he'd traveled back in time was so that the Winchesters could help him take down Manticore, and that, yes, Dean would get to play with C4. Well, Dean looked positively cheerful. 2. He'll never admit to it, but Alec has always felt jealous that both of his older brothers remember Mom. She died when he was just a baby, too young to remember her. And though he has hazy memories of being sung to sleep, he's pretty sure that was just Dean singing Led Zeppelin or something. Dean is the coolest older brother ever, even though Dean and Alec have the tendency to fight like cats and dogs. He's way cooler than Sam, who just hid in his room with a book all the time. In retrospect, Alec supposes that he shouldn't have been so surprised when Sam left them for college. Loser. Whatever. More Lucky Charms for him. He tells Dean that they don't need Sam to find Dad. They'll be better off working on their own. And the look Dean gives him shuts Alec up for the next 100 miles. 3. X5132 might have been a living legend among the younger generation of transgenics, but as far as X5494 was concerned, the older transgenic was seriously overrated and driving him insane. If he had to listen to any more cock rock on this mission, he was just going to have to kill X5132 and make it look like an accident. And that's not even mentioning the dirty socks in the sink incident. 4. They actually didn't notice their resemblance to each other until Max pointed it out with her usual lack of tact. "So, Alec, you do realize that you've been fucking your clone daddy, right?" After that, Dean freaked the fuck out and cut off all sexual contact. Not even lousy hand jobs, which is what Alec suggested when they got stuck on an endless, mind-numbingly boring stakeout of an office building where there was suspected breeding cult activity. I mean, come on, is a handjob really clonecest? It's barely even sex! Alec figured he owed Max big time. And not in a good way. Because really, when was he ever going to meet a guy as good-looking as himself again? 5. X5494 has been cleared for away missions for barely a year, when the word comes down. Manticore has a long-term, deep-cover solo mission for him. He tells his handlers that he's more than ready for the mission, and eager to prove himself to Manticore. He endures without any complaint the painful addition of a number of interesting scars to his body, a combination of genetic tinkering and more traditional plastic surgery techniques, and studies the files until he can recite his target's family history as if it were his own. Learns to speak with a Midwestern accent with more than a touch of Texas. How to perform an exorcism. The fuck? And how to recognize the signs of demonic possession. At this point, he mentally shrugs, throws his hands up in the air, and says, "What the hell?" He's ordered to go to Palo Alto, to locate his brother and convince him to leave his college career to go hunting for their missing father. And when Sam looks at him and says incredulously, "Dean? It's all that X5494 can do to keep from laughing." The end.